tas bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhas namo tas bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhas namo tas bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhas since I became monk for almost 2 days, this year is the 20th year. So I have been doing a lot of meditation for my monkhood and starting teaching meditation in the year 2006. So I have never got used to speaking in a standing position, always in sitting. So please excuse me for that. So we sit. I will be comfortable. So okay. So this is now about this meditation. What is meditation? According to the ancient scripture, ancient language of India, we call the Pali language. Meditation is bhavana. Bhavana means cultivation of the mind, in simple terms. Cultivation of the mind. Why do this ancient practice, they care so much about the mind? Because in the discovery of the ancient sages, the mind is a forerunner of so many things. Whatever happened in the world, whatever happened in our life, the mind always starts first, comes first. When the mind starts in certain direction, and then certain things have happened to our life. Mind is so important. When we say we feel happy, it's about the mind. And when we feel unhappy, it's also about the mind. When you talk about stress, thank you. So when you say stress, same, it's about the mind. So, and while we are living in this world, if we do not understand enough about the mind, then it's very difficult, because when we feel happy or unhappy, when the mind is working efficiently or not efficiently, it's all about the mind. And yet, so little most people understand about the mind. And this meditation is about the training of the mind. Train the mind to understand the mind and to understand the world. So, now, then what are the special things in this cultivation of the mind? In the ancient teaching, this meditation has two aspects. One aspect is specifically focused on bringing up the potential of the mind, train the mind, so that the mind has the ability to understand life. Because according to our understanding, if people suffer or feel stress or unhappy because of not understanding of life, when we understand life good enough, well enough, and then a lot of human problems can be done away with, can be got rid of, and we can discover happiness, and we can find happiness in our life. Now, later I will give a more explanation about that. There are a few things. This is a big topic. Within 1 hour, it's so difficult to cover all. But we have to give or put everything in a nutshell. So now, we develop a lot of things about mind when we meditate. We develop a lot of things, but today I will focus on 4 aspects. Which, if we develop these 4 aspects, then our life will change. We will see a clear difference in our life, even within 1 week, or within 1 week or 2 weeks, you can see the difference in the mind. in our life also. So these four things. First, I want to introduce about mindfulness. Second, concentration. Third, love. And fourth, wisdom. These four things is so important in our life, for our life, for our to improve our, the quality of our life. These four things: mindfulness, concentration, love, and wisdom. And this has a lot to do with our meditation. So what is mindfulness? So instead of explaining on that, I would like everyone to have a try, just a short try. So basically, we try to be aware. Now, everyone, can you close your eyes? Try to close your eyes, take down your spectacle. Try not to, spectacle will be blocking the channel here, which is no good for our, I don't know whether I understand the Chinese about qi or the prana, the Indian. So you take down a spectacle, relax yourself, and try to have a feel of mindfulness. I wish I'll guide you. So first, you relax yourself, sit upright, try to sit upright. Maybe in the chair may be a little difficult, but at least you try to keep your spine straight. A little bent is okay, but try to keep it straight. And take deep breath, and relax. Take a few deep breaths for sleep. We prepare ourselves for that. And every time you breathe out, you feel relaxed. You relax. Relax means you don't try to force yourself to relax even. You should just tell yourself, take away all the unnecessary energies in the body. Just remove that. That's it, relaxation. And when you breathe out, you feel whatever negativities accumulated in the body and the mind flow out together with the out breath. Okay, now, no longer deep breath, just be natural. Forget about your breath. And just be aware. Don't try to do this or that. Don't try to apply your mind this way or that way. Just be free. Don't do anything other than awareness. Just be aware. Whatever your mind aware, whether it's external or internal object, doesn't matter. Have complete presence of mind. Do not chase after the past or expect what is to come in the future. Just be present here and now. There's no wanting this state or rejecting any state of mind. Everything that we know, that we know. No judgment, no interpretation. Just know. Now can open your eyes. You may get a slight feel of what is this mindfulness. You just be aware there are certain principles regarding this true application of mindfulness. It's just pure awareness, and you're just aware of whatever that happened, and without judging, without interpreting anything, no interpretation of this and that, like or dislike, just beyond awareness. And even just this mindfulness, it helps us a long way. If, for example, when you are having an unpleasant state of mind, and if you can just be mindful, just be aware, and you notice that you can overcome this unpleasant state of mind. And let's say if you have a very bright state of mind, very happy, if something, a good news come to you, you feel very happy. And you can find that this mindfulness stabilizes a good state of our mind, and in fact, certain pure state of mind gets strengthened. And how it works, I want you to see, just give a brief explanation. How it works. If you understand how mindfulness works, then you can have more desire or what we call the inclination to develop it. And that is very important. If we understand about the mindfulness and all the negative state of mind, including stress, they never coexist at one single mind moment. And this is proven by meditators again and again. So many meditators, they prove this point by direct experience. You see, the principle is like that. When you, for example, now you are listening to me, and then when you listen, you are also seeing. Isn't that so? But in actual fact, in the workings of the mind, when you see, you don't hear. And when you hear, you don't see. But because the mind works so fast, there's an idle thought process and the mind or thought process. This is a big thing for meditators. It's very important to understand it. That the mind, when the idle thought process arises, then the mind or thought process is not there. It cannot come together. And then only after idle thought process, then the mind or idle thought process, all it happened, but never two thought processes happen together. Now this can be verified by direct experience through meditation, even though the mind is so fast. Because the mind is so fast that you feel you are seeing and hearing at the same time. But actually it's not. When we see, we don't hear. When we hear, we don't see. This is very important. When we understand the workings of the mind, that these two things never happen together. So same. The bright state of mind and the negative state of mind never coexist. Never. So if you have an unpleasant state or stressful mind, you feel that may produce stressful physical phenomena. But the mind can produce stressful physical phenomena. But if the mind is stressful, it is negative. You either get restless, and the mind also may be to some extent deluded, negative, very dark, very low energy. And then when you try to be aware of this state, just aware, be aware, what happened? Then the mindfulness, the thought process that comes with mindfulness, take place to observe the unpleasant state of the mind, the negative thought process. So when the pure thought process observe, the mind doesn't observe itself actually. When we say we know, I'm aware of my mind, actually I'm aware of the mind which is immediately passing away, then you feel, oh, I'm aware that I get angry. So when you are aware that you get angry, actually that awareness is a new state of mind which immediately arises now. And the angry state of mind which is observed is just passed away. So what happens when we keep on being mindful? Then you see the negative state of mind get broken. And then the pure state of mind replaced. Because it all happened all in a flow. One single, like one file, one series. It never happened two lines. No, it's only one line, like one stream, one river, like that. So in this way, so if you constantly develop mindfulness of what is happening, or stressful state, negative state, unhappy state, angry state, then the wholesome state becomes more and more. You see, the mind works in this way. When it repeats itself, when the unwholesome state repeats itself, that repetitions gather momentum. It becomes very powerful. If you get angry for half an hour, that anger becomes very powerful. It's more than the energy is more than the total sum of 30 minutes broken. You know, if you have 30 minutes of anger, 1 minute then broken, another minute, this is much less powerful. But if you have a 30 minutes continuous anger, the anger is more than the total sum of individual minute, every minute anger. So in this way. So see, the wholesome state also like that. When you are mindful, then you break down the unwholesome series, you break it down, so the stressful or negative state of mind, the power gets weakened. And then you strengthen the wholesome mind. Then when the wholesome mind gets continuous, then you gather momentum. The repetition produces power. That is the repetition is wonderful for the mind. When the mind can repeat itself, the same bright mind repeat, it gathers momentum in power. So the wholesome power, the bright power gathers, and the unwholesome, the negative mindset get broken down. So this is how mindfulness improves our life. If the unwholesome state you are mindful, then this unwholesome state become weakened. And if this wholesome state that you are mindful of, what happens? So suppose now you have a loving feeling towards others. And then you are mindful. Oh, I have this loving feeling is there. You are mindful of that. So loving feeling is wholesome state. And then the mindful state is also wholesome state. So wholesome state support each other. The wholesome state support each other. So gather strength again. So you see the mindfulness works to overcome the negative state of our mind and also to strengthen the pure positive state of our mind. So it has its workings in the nature, the process, the mind process. And how we know about this? You may question, how we know about this? Well, if you meditate, you may come to a stage where you can see the mind process. If you can see your own mind process, then you know the signs of it, the workings of it. Oh, last time I practiced mindfulness, I get the benefit. But I didn't realize how this benefit happened. But now when you see the process of the mind, and then you can see how it works. You understand, oh, it actually works like that. So this way. Okay. So now, when this mindful state of mind repeats itself, but there are many types of wholesome state, but if you can repeat itself in one single pattern, then concentration picks up. You see, when you can be happy of what you see, you can be happy with what you hear, you know, you can be happy with what you smell, what you taste, and what you touch, and what your mind think of. There are six senses, no? We say about six senses. So if you, there means six doors. The mind can have eye door thought process, ear door thought process, nose door thought process, tongue door thought process, body door thought process, and mind door thought process. So when it goes like that, then the concentration will not be so strong. But it goes only one door. Suppose the mind door thought process. And it repeats continuously in the unbroken flow. Then another wonderful quality in our mind arise, that is concentration. And this concentration can work wonder. This concentration is what that is going to make our understanding about the world significantly very different, very clear. You can see the whole, how you can perceive, your perception become very different. Because without concentration, how we perceive the world is only superficial. When you have the deep concentration, the perception of the world is penetrative. This kind of knowledge, we say, insights. It goes beyond thinking. So far, when we talk about wisdom, people always feel, oh, wisdom is about thinking. I think, then I get the wisdom. But this is only one type of wisdom, this wisdom is very helpful, but so many things in life we cannot understand through this wisdom, through logical thinking, induction, deduction, whatever. But the seeing types of wisdom is different. For example, one example, before you come, you want to attend this talk, what is this all about? We don't know, we have no idea. So you think, come and see. Then you have no idea. But when you come, you feel, you actually see the person, see the rooms, everything. So see, you try to go back, when you leave this room, and you go and tell your colleague, just now I attend the talk, this way. I met a monk, like this. I give such a thing. To explain. But could you really meet the person who didn't come to this place and then to really understand what happened exactly, to got a real picture? Maybe you use a video, you get the closest presentation. But if you just explain to your words, you find that words has its limitation to tell the reality, what you experience. So it seems that if you write one whole book about it, still people won't get a feel of it, experience it. But if you bring your friend coming in here and sit down and listen, then you got a very simple, just like that, very simple. So see, when you try to explain about life, you have to use a lot of words. But when you see, that's very different. So what are we doing now? If you want to meditate and train our mind, it's like you are working your way all the way up to the summit of the mountain. Then once you reach a mountain, you want to know what's at the back of the mountain, what's the other side. Then you just see. Instead of, if we don't go up to the mountain, and then we just sit down here, and then we argue, or we write a book, we listen to some travelers who reach up there and write a book about it, and this person explain about it. But if you don't see, it's very difficult to imagine. Right or not? Same, just like you try to explain to a blind man who has never even dreamt of a light. You know, if a blind man has dreamt of light, okay, fine, it's possible. But if not, then if you try to explain, what is the light? It's very difficult. So this kind of seeing is very important. If you can see, then you find that all the words become unnecessary anymore. The words are meant to work as, to serve like a map, to guide you all the way to the summit. Once you reach the summit, and then you see what you see with your direct knowledge, that is we call another level of wisdom. So wisdom has a level of, the level of thinking, thinking, logical thinking, reasoning, there is one level of wisdom. But this wisdom has so many mysteries in our life, you cannot explain with this kind of reasoning. So many things reasoning cannot explain away. But seeing, yes. Direct experience, direct seeing, yes. So what we are doing now is we train our mind, many qualities we train, but especially mindfulness and concentration. These two always come in close to each other. So develop mindfulness and develop concentration. With this power of the mind, then it helps to see. This, especially when we have good concentration or mindfulness, mind produce light. We call it light of wisdom. This light we can see many things. Okay, anyway, we'll come to it again later. So now, if we develop mindfulness, just now we explained how by being mindful of a negative state of our mind, we already can overcome. Without doing anything, you just be aware of it. You don't do anything to suppress, I don't want this anger. You are not doing that. You just, the anger arises, I'm aware of it. Then you find the anger cannot sustain, it will vanish. Because this mindfulness, it taps on this principle of present moment opportunity. You see, only this present moment is a really worthy variable for our life. This is present moment, we can make a change, but not the past. Past is only a record, you know. When you have a past good record and a history, yes, we learn from history, you know, as a record. But there's no way you can change history. And then the future is yet to come. There's no way you can say, I want to do anything tomorrow. You know, if you want to change anything, you want to plan for future happenings, but the only way to plan for it, the opportunity is only now. So mindfulness principle works in using this present moment, because this is only relevant. We've all talked about a three time. It's only a relevant time for us to make a change to our life, and mindfulness care about this. Some people call it the power of now, which is true, because there's now, only now you can have an opportunity. Only now you can add in new causes, new condition for our life. Only now. And for our mind. So this mindfulness training and then a concentration training, because if you can be blind, if you are mindful of six sense thoughts, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind, then you develop mindfulness and some kind of mindfulness, but concentration not easily to go very deep, because the thought process goes this way and that way, this way, that way. And the thought process which can really produce powerful concentration is actually mind or thought process. Why? There's a science of it again. When the relevant, the force, the mind which is effective for our mind, for our, we call it, the energy producing kind of consciousness. Now, technically we use the word javana, the Indian word, but this can, in our eye thought process, ear thought process, can only flow in seven consciousness. But the mind thought process, you can, this energy producing consciousness can be, or can flow all billions of it in a flow, can be unbroken. So that's why the mind thought process can produce very powerful energy and powerful concentration. Okay, now this one, this is a big point, this subject. Anyway, so when you develop mindfulness and concentration, it helps to keep the mindfulness has the ability to check the unwholesome, the stressful state, or unpleasant state, or negative state of our mind, and also has the power to strengthen the positive state of mind. And concentration, when you develop concentration, it has a powerful force. It produces light of wisdom that can penetrate to allow us to see beyond what is superficial. For example, in our body, you have a very, it's made up of, it's not only one solid block, it's always, there's a lot of, we call it subatomic particle. It's very fine particle, but meditators can experience it. And when you experience these fine particles, it's all arising and passing very fast. And even these fine particles is composed of elements, various elements. And when we see through, then the illusion caught in the external phenomena is overcome. Then it produces a kind of a liberating power. That means why? Because when we hold on, for example, when you get angry, because of holding on to this, I get hurt. This person is scolding me and insulting me, I get hurt. One, this person and me. But when you go into the experience of ultimate realities, actually it's all empty. This emptiness is another type of experience about reality. Then the other one, this experience about reality is what we see superficially, we say conventional realities, but this, the profound one, we call ultimate realities. So these two are reality. When we see one reality without seeing another, we don't see the consciousness, we don't see the mind, we don't see the body, then we always get hooked up, you know, we get caught up in unpleasant experiences. Oh, we feel hurt. People insulted once only, the sound already vanished. The sound already vanished. If people call us idiot, you know, the sound is already vanished. But because of us holding on to it, then you get hurt. But the concentration training is to enable us to see really what is this insult called idiot. Idiot is sound, which arises and passes away. And when we can see that, this is liberating for our mind, make our mind free, our mind from bondage. After all, this is what we want. Because our mind is encaged, is caught in this bondage, that's why people suffer. We have bad feelings, we don't understand feeling. We have bad perception, we don't understand perception. When we understand, we can see our mind, we can see our feelings, we can see our perception, then we know how to overcome. We know how to overcome. It's gone, it's happened, it is phenomena that happened. Then the wisdom arises, the wisdom that sees arises. And this wisdom is we call insight. It doesn't come with reasoning, it is direct experience. And this is very important. This is very important to improve our quality of our life. And then what about this love? You see, you cannot have a happy living, happy life when the mind is too dry, when it's emotionally weak, when we have so much unpleasant emotions, when we get hurt very easily, then the power of love is very weak. But one whose love cannot be destroyed by the vice of others, usually the mind, the loving mind, the love must be strong. How nice, huh? When we have a mind that don't get hurt easily, doesn't get hurt easily. Wisdom is important for this, and love itself. When you have a lot of love, then you notice that you don't get hurt easily. But provided you develop the right type of love. If you develop the wrong type of love, which comes with a lot of strong attachment, craving, this kind of love, possessive love, narrow love, this kind of possessive and narrow love bites back and hurt. When, you know, in the West, I don't know, but in the East, you know, sometimes the parents love their children so much, they control their children, you should do like that, you should do like that. So much control that the children suffer. And because of that kind of love, it's so possessive, you know, it's so narrow that the one that is loved suffer and pay a price for that love. So this is a pity when people don't know how to love. But if we develop the pure love, that's what it is. The pure love enable our mind, strengthen our mind, that we don't get hurt easily. It's like very powerful, the mind is very powerful, that, you know, that it cannot be. You throw water to it, you throw rubbish to it, it just cannot be hurt so easily. This is this change. They're emotionally also very rich and stable. So this is very helpful. And love. And this love is another wonder, is that we can also develop this love along with mindfulness and concentration. You see, just now what you were being aware of, mindful of, just any phenomena, right? Whatever you hear, you think of, whatever, you just try to be observer of whatever phenomena happen in eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind. Six sense doors. You try to be aware of that, be mindful of that. But when you cultivate love, you try to be mindful of the love, the object of our love. It can be ourselves. Then you have love for yourself, and you can have love for others, or many people. So if you have love for many people, then these many people becomes our object. And when you are, you later we are going to try it out. So you radiate this love to all people. At that time, what happened to our mindfulness? At that time, we are mindful of our mind object. which is people, either one person, two, or many. So if you are mindful of that, you notice your mindfulness also developed. And if you focus on the object of your love in a concentrated manner, without trying to change all every now and then. If you take a group, you fix a group. You take one person, but one person, if you want to do, you better do with supervision. They need some certain rules and technical aspect to take care. So now we talk about general. You love everyone generally. So let's say your colleagues in this company, okay, you really love to all of them. Or all the people in the world also can, or all the beings, okay, including animals in the world. Okay, now, if you don't change your object, you focus same object all the time, continuously for 1 hour. If your mind can be so stable and you don't let your mind run all over, then concentration develops. 1 hour, if you try for one, or maybe even half an hour or 15 minutes, you can see some difference. So if your mind doesn't waver, stable on the object, then concentration develops. Then you develop mindfulness, concentration, love. And what about wisdom? You will develop wisdom when you... There are many ways to develop wisdom. Directly, you try to develop wisdom, but that cannot go very deep without support of mindfulness and concentration. But if you develop mindfulness, concentration, and love, you know, up to a very high degree, then you can change the mind, switch the mind to understand nature, understand life. What is life? First, you check your body. We think we understand our body, actually no. Without concentration, our understanding of our body is very superficial. And when you develop concentration, you observe. There are ways, no? There are techniques. You develop how to check, you scan and you check your body thoroughly, stage by stage, you go deeper and deeper and deeper. And in the mind, we want to understand the workings of the mind, the nature of the mind. And then when you develop this, then you develop the mind and body understanding internally. But there's only understanding about the internal world. What about external world? But we need to understand. Then the same mind power can be used to observe the external. But there are various stages, Then after that, then many other things come. Not only the present moment. You can notice that, as we said just now, when you can observe it, you were angry, actually it was a past moment. So actually the mind has the ability to know the past anger, the past mind. So if you can, you learn the ability to learn to know, to check on the record, the past anger, the past mind, immediate past, then the mind can be trained to know further past. You can know further past. What happened to the mind? When I was yesterday, the day before, these are all in the record, in the mind. Everything happened is in the record, in the mind. Very fascinating. But you can check. And after that, you understand the life about your life becomes four dimensions? No, three dimensions about the phenomenon, but you go through time, past. And then, what about future? Yes, it's a projection to the future. But future can be changed. It's not that happened, it's a projection. The mind has the ability to project into the future. So this is how when we understand this life, this phenomena, and these things about time, what is past, what is actually past, what is actually present, what is actually future, then our understanding about life becomes more complete. And this understanding is very beneficial. Very, very beneficial. But anyway, before we go that far, let's try it out. If we try it out, how to cultivate this love? To really be perfect in it, there's many steps to do. We cannot do it within a very short time frame like this, but we can have a taste of it, a try it out, simple practice. But if you want to do very, you have to want to have a complete understanding, then you need to have a meditation retreat, maybe 10 days or 2 weeks or 1 month, then you can have a better understanding. But anyway, for 15 minutes, I think, can you have 15 minutes? What's the time now? Okay. Okay, so we have maybe 10 minutes. We have a short, so that if you want to have any question, you can have. So now again, just now you have a kind of practice of mindfulness when you just give over whatever happened. But now we try to apply our mindfulness to a fixed object. Okay. Now, we have everyone in this room. So we take everyone in this room as an object of our love, cultivation of other. And please close your eyes again. Then whatever you hear, you just let your mind follow and experiment for 10 minutes. Is that okay? So two objects. One is on ourselves, then the other one afterwards is on everyone in this room. Okay, that's enough. So close your eyes, take down your spectacles because it blocks your energy and it's not beneficial. So let's try it out. And if you're here, you just let your mind flow. So the best way to know, to verify, is to experiment. So when you hear, you also recite in your mind the simple things, whatever you hear. Take a deep breath. And breathe out, you relax. Thinking of ourselves, recite this. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. Just this thought, nothing else to do except this single thought. Focus the mind on this thought. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. May I be well, happy and peaceful. May I be well, happy and peaceful. May I be well, happy and peaceful. May everyone in this may everyone be well, happy, and peaceful. 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 Maybe it's good to take the world, all people in the world, including animals, all people in the world, all beings in the world, on earth, in the water, or in the air. May all be well, happy, and peaceful. May all be well, happy, and peaceful. May all be well, happy, and peaceful. May all be well, happy, peaceful. May all be well, happy, and 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 peaceful. Let me recite the same. Lead up to a point when you really feel you have a loving feeling towards all people, all beings, then up to a stage you may even drop the words, because love is not about words. Love is love. You can drop the words and just feel, but the mind is on all people, all beings. Okay, take a deep breath, come back. This is just a simple experiment. You will try it out continuously every morning, 15 minutes before you start your work, and then before you go to sleep. I'm sure sometime after a full day of stressful work, you may feel a lot of tension. Then before you sleep, don't bring any difficulties you encounter in the day into your sleep. Then your sleep quality will be very poor. Inefficient sleep, then you don't get refreshed when you get up. But if you have a very sound sleep, very deep sleep, then you get up very fresh. So if you do morning before you meet the world, you will face the world, then you do this. Continue to see for 2 weeks and see what happens. Can you try? So 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes at night before you sleep, and continuously for 2 weeks. See what happened to your life. This is only one type of meditation. There are many types of meditation too. Different meditation techniques to produce different effect on our mind. Different kinds to bring out different qualities that our mind needs for our life to improve our quality. So this is very great. If you try for 2 weeks, just experiment. Don't try to The important thing of the meditation is you have to do away with preconceived ideas about what should be. Just do. Just be vicious. When this love gathers momentum, it becomes very useful. Okay. A few more minutes. Any questions? Any questions you want to ask? Clear? Can understand, huh? Or you want me to ask you questions? Okay, I think we stop now. Okay. Okay, thank you.